On this Tuesday morning, I'm really pleased to tell you about our big interview this morning, because yesterday the UK Minister for Exports and for Equalities, Mike Freer, signed a UK-South Africa Memorandum of Understanding with our Public Works and Infrastructure Minister, Patricia de Lille, and really, of course, along with UK Infrastructure and the Projects Authority and Infrastructure South Africa. It's part of Minister Freer's three-day visit to this country to deepen the long-standing bilateral partnership between our two countries. And I'm really, really pleased to tell you I've got both of them on the line. Firstly, let me greet Patricia de Lille, the Minister of Public Works and Infrastructure, who joins us now. Minister, very good morning to you. Thank you for your time. This is significant for us, is it not?
Yes, greetings, Bongani. Indeed, it is in fact an extension of a memorandum of understanding that we signed in March of 2020. And that led to the training of 150 government officials across the three spheres of government, and also focusing on municipalities that are critical for state-owned entities and for service delivery of infrastructure.
I've got you both here on the line, so I'm going to be bobbing between the two of you. Mike Freer, the UK Minister for Exports and Minister for Equalities, is also on the line. Good morning to you and welcome to our program. I suppose this really reaffirms our long-standing relationship between our two countries.
It does, Bongani. Thank you for inviting me on. What's been impressive is just the strength of the relationship and building on the earlier MOU, as Minister de Lille said, where we've been working together, particularly on things like infrastructure, sharing expertise and identifying projects where we can work with our South African counterparts to not just build infrastructure, but also to build capacity and skills transfer, which is a big part of the program.
You're meeting with various stakeholders, government, leading business representatives. You're discussing opportunities, obviously, in South Africa. Your focus is what? Infrastructure, mining and renewable energy.
Yes, so it's a range of meetings with ministers. So already met, as you know, Mr. De Lille, also Minister Patel today, and representatives of the mining community to ensure that we can work together to make sure that mining is delivering for South Africa and South African people, but also to ensure that we share expertise and skills. That's a big part of our offering. It's not just about coming in, doing a job and then going away. It's also about working to ensure there's a legacy of expertise and skills in South Africa. And that's been part of our program since we signed the first MOU.
As you've both pointed out, of course, this is an extension of that MOU from March 2020. One of the things that happened then was the rollout of the UK's five-case model and project development route map training program. Can you tell us a little bit more about that, Minister Freer?
Well, in terms of the training program that we offer, is to ensure that the local officials are able to understand project management and standardization and assessing projects to ensure that they are ready for financing and what we call shovel-ready projects. So it's about ensuring that the massive infrastructure plans that the government have, which is very impressive in terms of the appetite for rebuilding infrastructure, all are approached with the same rigour and transparency to ensure that not just the government know what they'll be getting from their contractors, but also the contractors know what to expect when they bid for work and how they're going to be judged. So it's about consistency and rigour.
Minister de Lille, let me bring you back into the conversation. We keep sliding in a number of rankings. One of the things that's emerged from the mining indaba is that we're now 75 out of 84 jurisdictions in terms of investment attractiveness. One of the key challenges isn't just things like regulations and red tape, but also the crumbling infrastructure. People look at Eskom, people look at Transnet, and they say, ooh, do I really want to go there? How are we going to deal with that?
Well, Bongani, I wish to thank the British government for the assistance, because we have now adapted our infrastructure environment with the objective of simplifying the implementation of delivery of a project through the infrastructure value chain. so that we can produce projects at our bankability and eventually delivery. So we have, since 2020, produced the South Africa's Infrastructure Investment Plan. We've also produced a National Infrastructure Plan up to the year 2050, and we started implementing that. I will be the first to admit that, yes, that there's a backlog of infrastructure. There was a lack of maintenance, and we have got a special program to deal with maintenance and to also assist our municipalities, you know, with the necessary skills, which is normally absent, especially in rural areas. So we hope with this all-inclusive approach and the adapting of our system to the 5K model of the UK, that we will be able to improve delivery.
But we've got obviously immediate challenges now. I mean, the mining industry, for example, is complaining about rail and port constraints and how that's costing the mining industry. I think the figure that was bandied about was as high as 35 billion rand. This is an urgent problem to tackle, Minister de Lille.
Definitely, Bongani. I mean, you always find opportunities in a crisis like this. And my understanding is that the Minister of Transport, Mr. Mbalula, made some pronouncements yesterday. And what we can only do is to continue to seek partnerships. And government must lead by investing in infrastructure, so that we have a crowding in effect by the private sector to create the much-needed jobs in our country. So we have started off with 62 bankable projects. We have added another 55 now. And the partnership with the private sector in South Africa and other multilateral banking institutions across the world is really beginning to start. Of the infrastructure investment plan, we have already completed eight projects, and we have got a number of them that are in construction phase. And then we are really attempting to make sure that that construction help us to contribute more to the GDP of our country. And so it's all work in progress.
Minister Freer, how important is South Africa as a trading partner for the UK?
It's very important to us. I mean, certainly, you know, the long-standing relationship is very important to the UK, but also it's important to the continent. You know, South Africa remains an economic powerhouse, and we believe that working together, we can meet those challenges. You're quite right, the challenges of infrastructure for the government are phenomenal. But the appetite and, you know, the team that Mr. de Lille has around her is very keen in using the new methodologies that they've adopted. We'll address that issue that you mentioned about whether investors or contractors feel comfortable. And that's the whole purpose of having things like the 5K model. It gives comfort and security to investors. And that's one of the reasons why the UK government are accredited to £3 billion available to invest in infrastructure here in South Africa. And so the whole point of training on the methodologies is to give that comfort so people will invest, so that the ministry can actually get on and build the infrastructure that you need. And so that's why it's important that we both get on and start delivering.
I mean, I said earlier, before we started this conversation, that despite obviously challenges that may not be of our own making, we certainly do score a lot of own goals, and certainly crumbling infrastructure would be one. What are some key, or what is some low-hanging fruit, if you will, that we could start thinking about to try and reverse the slide and the decay of so much of our public infrastructure?
Is that for me?
Yes, it is, Minister Freer, yes.
Well, to be fair to the government, I mean, in my role, I travel to many markets. And I have to say, the challenge of infrastructure isn't just a South African problem. It's a problem across the world. I mean, just before Easter, I was traveling in South America, and many countries are grappling with a backlog of infrastructure investment. So it's not just an issue facing South Africa. But there are issues. There are a project that can be rapidly fast-tracked, things like Bailey Bridges, which can be prefabricated, almost dropped into position. some technology on things like road construction and rapid transport, again, are being used elsewhere in the world, so we don't need to reinvent the wheel. We can bring our expertise of what we've done elsewhere, whether that's in, like the Arab Emirates or in South America, and share that expertise so the projects can be done at pace. Some of them, as I mentioned, things like Bailey Bridges can be done prefabricated and almost dropped in position. So to be fair to the governments, their challenges aren't just South African. This is a global challenge to address infrastructure. But there is expertise that they can tap into, which will allow many of these projects to be done at pace.
Minister DeLille, I'll let you have the last word on this. You've welcomed the partnership with the UK, but collaboration is also going to be needed with the private sector.
Yes, most definitely. The strategy that we have adopted was to go for methodologies that has been tried and tested already in other countries. And the five-case model has also been adopted by the G20 countries. So there are a lot of examples to learn from, because we don't have the luxuries to go by trial and error. So the partnership with the UK is just but one. Our own private sector, our banking sector in South Africa, our pension funds are all coming to the fore now to assist. And we, as government, cannot do everything alone. We do need the partnership of the private sector. The private sector have opted for methodologies like taking an infrastructure project of government and do what we call a build, operate and transfer. And then before the end of June, we will be putting out a major big infrastructure project to fit all government buildings in South Africa with photovoltaic panels so that we reduce the use of electricity and also to reduce the use of water within our government buildings. Government is a huge, huge consumer of electricity. And there again, we have asked the private sector to come in to design, build, operate and transfer. We have established four public-private partnerships. So with the partnership of the UK and the private sector and the banking sector, we are slowly making progress. But as you know, Bongani, infrastructure projects take long. And we have announced many projects already, but we are just not announcing when we mention or launch a project.
Yeah.
The project has started already. You know, people are on the ground, the foundations are there.
Yeah.
So there's really a change and a mind shift change about how we approach and how we deliver infrastructure that is different now.
Through tried and tested methods, not trial and error. Let's hope, Minister DeLille, that even though they take long, the era of undue delays and cost escalations and those challenges is over. I appreciate both of you this morning, Minister of Public Works and Infrastructure, Patricia DeLille, and of course, UK Minister for Exports and the Minister for Equalities, Mike Freer.